Lessons from the lathe, Parshas Tazria Mitzora. Certainly somewhat, certainly not back to normal. We daven for the many cholim of the coronavirus, all the cholim of Israel, and certainly those who are no longer with us. There should be a Melitz Yosher to their families. So many people in our communities. It's one of those unfortunate situations that everybody knows someone who unfortunately has departed. And we just hope the Rabbanu Shalom should help us in revealing the refuah for this machla, and all those that need parnasa during this time should have parnasa as well. This week is also the memorial for the Shoah, and it's difficult. I saw an interview with a Holocaust survivor and said this is her chiyus of the year. This is her one time a year. She gets picked up in a fancy car and they take her to her ceremony and she feels like people are listening, and how difficult it will be this year without that. Maybe we'll even relate her story related to the Holocaust. And we're also during the time of Sfiras HaOmer. And Sfiras HaOmer is a time where we count up to Matan Torah for the purification process. And before any of the popular now laws of Avelos for the students of Rabbi Akiva came, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, my Rabbi Rav Aaron Salvechik, related that there are other Rishonim who said that this is a time of Chol HaMoed, as the Ramban will relate in a few Parshas for now, in Parshas Emor. And therefore, a person should make sure to be Matara himself, and that was maybe even originally before the students of Rabbi Akiva, why there was no weddings during this time. It's a time of din, it's a time of reunification with ourselves, with our inner neshama. And in Parshas Mitzora, one of the reasons, as we know, that we have many different laws we accept upon ourselves during the time of the Svira. So the students of Rabbi Akiva, who shalom nohogu kavod zebazeh, they weren't nice to each other. And part of that is, of course, the laws of Lashon Hara. The Gemara and Erechin speak at length over there in Tesvavim at Beis. The Gemara says Tesayin as well. But Rashi quotes this, that the sin of the Metzoyer was because of Lashon Hara. And in the second parsha we say, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Mar, Zois Tiyya Toiris HaMetzoyer. B'yom Taro Tov, V'yil HaKohen. V'yatsa HaKohen M'chutz L'machan, V'ra HaKohen. What happens? He shows negatzaras. So, what does he bring? Vitziva hakohen lakachat lemetaher shtei siporim, chayot, taorot, ve'etz erev, v'shnei tulat uza. So, Rashi comments here. This has a lot of very important tidbits of information. Number one, it has to be bayom and not balayla. Commentaries have commented that the reason why is because the person who speaks Lashon Hara thinks that he's not going to get caught, meaning he's like the robber who does it at night. No, so we have him go publicly in front of a kohen. He thinks nobody would hear. Many times we say, would you speak like that if you knew your Rav was here, your parents were here? So they found out. And then he says, why birds? Why did you bring shtei birds? We learned that it was a specific bird, the Dror bird. So he says that the reason why is because the fee, Rashi says, shenagim, the tzaras that he's getting, the nega that he has, ba'in al lashon hara. As the Gemara says in Erechin, it comes al lashon hara. Shu meiser pitputei devarim. It's like a, sounds like a bird. The tweeting of birds. In back of me, I could even hear this right now. The birds are talking. The twittering of birds. Lefichach, hiskulatara. Therefore, it's required that there's a, you suffer in hearing the birds. That's the way they're talking. Siparim. She mis taftim tamir. They always twitter. Always. Of course, the famous Twitter. That's it. That's what it is. It's basically just a platform for Lashon Hara. It has the little bird on it. That's what Twitter is. Besisufko. The chirping of the sound. And then he says the Eitz Eros, is because it's a huge tree. It's gasas ruach. The person is haughty. A person who speaks lashon hara wants to put himself on a pedestal that he's better than anybody else. Like the cedar tree is a paws, big tree, the Tanchuma says. He thought he was so high and glorious. He's not. And why does it have this special crimson will? So again, the same idea of gasas ruach, you think you were a bal gaiva. But the concept here that we want to bring out is a number of different questions. Number one, why the two birds? Why did you have to bring two birds? Not one bird, and interestingly enough, both of the birds were not killed in this korban. Only one, and the other one was dipped a bit in the blood and flown away. So we have to answer that. We answered a question of why Dafka Balaila, that we should understand that the Mitzora also thinks he's getting away with it. He's not. Speaking Lashon Hara, you don't get away with. Zos Tihiyeh Toras HaMitzora is Lashon Atid, the future. Because there's a second level here. It's not just getting a kapara. I'd like to say many times, it's not vending machine Judaism. It's not a vending machine. You don't put your money in it and something comes out. You need to have a kabbalah la'asid. Of course, latid, as close as the Rambam writes, that the future, I'm not going to do this again. How are you not going to speak Lashon Hara again? The concept has to be that. That a person understands that it's not just something I'm simply doing, but this is going to bring me to be a better person. And maybe that we could also understand the reason why we dafka bring the shtei sipurim to is because of the fact that there is, as we spoke about, a kapara here. There's a kapara that's going to come kind of later on. And that is that I'm going to look in my inner self and say, well, what? Who am I? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Zayin, says a person who's afflicted with Mitzayra, Nichshav Kemes. What does that mean? Every person has shtei nefashot. Nefesh elokit mimal venefesh behemit. We have that actions as an animal, desires, and we hope that that inner nefesh elokit stops us. That we're not like a behema. And that the nefesh controls our being. I've mentioned a number of times that one of the reasons why we say Salach Lanu, slightly, just slightly, we hit our hearts. Not supposed to do it hard. Not a chumrah of Shana Aleph. Guys like to think that they're, you know, as you hit yourself hard, therefore God's going to, you know, it's like getting malchus. No, no, no. I'm awaking the shlosses. I'm awaking that nefesh elokit mimal, that I want to overtake my body. And that's the shtei sipurim. One we kill. That's the one that we kill. Get out of here. Because we want the nefesh. The nefesh understands that inside of each of us is a chelik from Hashem Imal. And if I understand what words can do, I would act and hopefully do act in a different way. And that brings me to the gorgeous words of the Zohar. The Zohar says that just as a person is punished when he speaks Lashon Hara, he's just as much punished for at the times that he spoke Lashon Hara, he could have used those words for good. He could have said good words to his friend. And that's why the two birds are brought. As we said, Rashi says the chirping birds represent speech. One of the birds is mechaper for the Lashon Hara spoke. The other bird, maybe the one that's sent away, that's not killed, is what he can do now, that future, lahaba. For the times you remained silent and didn't speak, when it could have benefited someone. A person can do so much with good speech, with a few kind words. Could change someone's life literally. We speak a lot about this time of the year, they were nice, they screamed at their chavrusa. So what do we try to do? Say, don't speak Lashon Hara during this time. And that's very important, don't get me wrong, but maybe it's equally as important, maybe even more important, to start speaking nicely to other people. Maybe that's what this whole time of the year is about. Speaking nicely. Rav Bitterman quotes the Bnei Yisachar in his gorgeous words that there are 49 days, 49 of Sfiras HaOmer is the gematria of Lev Tov. My son Aaron reminded me, I think it was last year, Rav Boaz Maori, Rosh Hashiva, Shiva of Lev HaTorah said that it's interesting because the first part of the Sfira, generally that we commemorate the Avelus of the students of Rabbi Akiva, is the Lev part, the first days of the Omer, and then starting on Lag BaOmer, the 33rd day, we, if you will, get up from that Avelus. And the rest is the Tov part. During these days, says the Bnei Yisachar, we don't only hold back from harming our fellow man, but we increase the caring upon them. Instead of using our mouths for bad things, for harm, why don't we use our mouths to help? Last week's parsha, we read so much about kosher animals, what goes in our mouth. But now we have two parshas. Way more time do we spend on what comes out of our mouth. The Gemara in Bava Basra on Daf Tes teaches us that someone who gives a coin to a poor person receives 6 brachas, but a person who says kind words to the poor person gets 11 brachas. And it's obvious because when he gives, the Maharal says that when he gives the coin, so a person goes to the store and Yirtzeh Hashem, he could buy something with it, has a little bit of food. But the nice words can remain with him for weeks, months, years. How important it is to give stucca with an ayin yofa and say a nice word as well. And that's the Rav Bitterman quotes the Beis Avraham, who says, Mechayim meisim b'mamro, that a person can be Mechayim Mason, literally can bring life to somebody through the Maimar, the words that he says. The Imri Emes says that he brought a raya from the words in Bereishis. By Yishma Ruvain, Vatzileu Mi Yadam. He literally saved him, what? From the words that he said, but also sometimes from the listening. By Yishma Ruvain. Sometimes it's a listening ear. You don't actually have to say anything, but you say, I'm there for you. Do you want to talk about it? By Yishma Ruvain, and that he saved him. Equally as important as the Imre Emes. As we said, we commemorate the time of the Holocaust Memorial this week. We'll hear the siren here in Eretz Yisrael, and we'll think about the millions of people who died at Kiddush Hashem, and the many others who Mekadoshim Hashem in their lives. Some of them, Rachman al-Islan, who passed away in the last number of weeks, some tragic stories about a Holocaust survivor in Brooklyn. I heard 2 such stories, both told by the non-Jewish caretakers, the nurse, the doctor. Where they were able, one doctor said to put on a Hasidic person. He said, this guy wouldn't stop calling me. And I said, please, I'm trying to, because I'm begging you just one thing. Go into my father's Holocaust survivor, 90-something years old, and just put the phone next to his ear so I could say together with him the vidui. And he said, I saw the tears in the eyes of this gentleman. And I never heard such prayer, he said. And the New York Times article, which they put into video as well, a nurse says how they're able to bring joy at the last moments to the words of Tehillim through a speaker. Now they have, you could actually call in. So Rav Bitterman tells a story about Rav Gad, calls him Gadol Eisner. He said, during the Holocaust, the Nazis forced his group to travel by foot. One of these death marches, this was a little bit different. This wasn't so much as a death march as it was a death run. If you couldn't keep up in the run, you were shot. Rabbi Gadol said, I can't do it anymore. He couldn't keep up. He didn't have the willpower. He didn't have the strength. He couldn't keep running. So he decided to sit down on the ground and await his fate. Just when he got down on the ground, someone behind him said, Nu, Gadol, Luf, run. I couldn't believe someone cared about him, and he got up and he just started running. He literally saved his life. Rav Gadol said that those two words he thinks about whenever he sits and learns Torah. He's no longer with us, but when he learned Torah, the children, the grandchildren, the tzitzei, Tzeam Chobes Yisrael from this, was for two words that were said to him that literally saved his life. So I don't even know who the person was. That's what this can do. We pointed out before that it's the difference of the two birds between the neshama Elokit and the neshama Behema that we have. And maybe that's the reason why when it comes to Sefiras HaOmer, we dafka, don't count like normally somebody would count down to something, right? Normally when we count, we don't say today's the 10th day, the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, right? We say 49, 48, 47. So there's many reasons that are given. One reason given is because we start with just barley, Omer. Omer is a very, very simple thing. And we move towards Shavuos, which is the Shtei Halechem, the ultimate sign that we're not a behemoth. That ultimate sign that we are not animals. We can make our own food. Look what we can make this barley into. Look what we can make this wheat into. Look what we can do. We can make it into the most delicious challahs for kadosh reasons. So we have to move up on the chain of godless. When the Jews got out of Mitzrayim, they were on the behemoth level. They were not much different. Their desires, they were just doing what... But Hashem believed in us. We related last week the famous Medrash. This idea that Hashem said, I believe we said it was a Gemara, that Hashem says what? The Malachim said, what are you giving these people? You're going to take them out of Mitzrayim? What do they do for you? They have Odif HaNasari. He says, no, those are just desires. They were just behemoths because they were with behemoths. They were with the horrible Mitzrayim who were overworking them. But I know who they really are inside. We're not behemoths. Two birds. One's killed, and then there's one that's set to fly away and do Avodas Hashem. L'takein alav malchut shakai. That's the difference. What do we do with our good words? That's the idea. That's what we have to think about. The great Rav David Feinstein is one of the great Rabbanim on the forefront of encouraging everyone to daven by themselves in their homes and be machmir on Pekuach Nefesh. Said that the reason why there were two birds, one bird slaughtered in an earthenware vessel contained a revius of spring water, so the redness is noticeable in the water. He knows what he did is wrong and he recognizes it. So what might he do? He might go to the extreme and say, okay, now I'm not going to talk anymore. Many people think that the Chafetz Chaim never spoke.
And I mamish had the zchus of speaking to people, one person in particular, who told me the Chafetz Chaim spoke a lot. Only towards the end of his life, he lost his hearing. People had to scream in his ear. He used to joke that Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg said that they knew at that time they had hearing aids. He said, what do I need a hearing aid for? Nobody's going to scream Lashon Hara in my ear. People would ask questions. So Rav David Feinstein says, lest the person be tempted to go to the extreme, to avoid company by others, or he'll never speak Lashon Hara, to deny himself the opportunity to sin. He says, no, you have to go on living the world. The bird is set free. He flies over an open field. Normal life continues. You can live a regular life having a neshama that is guided, not the behemoth neshama, but your neshama mimau. It reminds us that we have to continue. We could live in this world. The famous story, of course, of Yanai, who says, you know, I learned the greatest story from a peddler, who said, the Sam HaMovet is Mi'ayisha Chavetz Chaim, Oyev Yomim Liras Tov, Nosa Lashon Chamira. If what was called in the time a Rachil, he went from town to town. He was the news of the day. He was the National Enquirer because he told him, hey, you want to know what's going on in the other town? He was able to speak Lashon Nikiya without Lashon Hara. Oh, that was a chiddush, he said. Because that's the real world. But what about saying nice words about other people? I'm not saying Lashon Hara isn't important to focus on during this time specifically. And we always read this Tazria Metzorah during this time. But what about the good words? I'm talking to myself now, but how many of us are reaching out to friends and family who have been stuck in their home like we all have? Say, hey, just checking in, seeing how you're doing. Haven't spoken to you in a while. I normally see you in shul. How many hundreds of people do you normally see in shul? How many of them have you reached out to? How many of your friends, if you're from a Lev HaTorah and unfortunately your year got cut short, so how many of you are talking to any of those friends? Not on the chat group. Personal. Reaching out to people. Saying nice words. Obviously speaking to your parents every day. If you're not with them. If you're with them, you certainly should be speaking to them every day. Aunts, uncles, sisters. Yeah, normally you speak to them once a month, maybe once a year. But this is a different time. Nebuch, those people who lost, you know how difficult it is not to have it. So what do I need to go to a shiva house for? There's hundreds of people. That person, well, this person has nobody at the shiva house. How do you not call them? How do you not speak to them? Chaman al-Islam. How difficult of a time that we're in. But we can save it by the beautiful words. Words speak so much. I felt bad because there are such amazing people that are going out and doing things which I think I should be doing too. Meals to the elderly people. People shopping for people. All this. But maybe, okay. So I can't do that. I have to take care of my family. But at least with words. Baruch Hashem. Hashem invented WhatsApp. So we don't like a voice note or something. That's the time of year we're in. You know, the tikkun of is that other bird that flies away and says, well, what can I do? Positive. Call a friend. Can I have a chavrusa with you? Let's learn 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day. It's a chiyus to some person. That's what we're working on, and that's what we should be working on. We should be zoche during this difficult time to be misaking our evil speech with positive speech, with beautiful speech, especially in this time where it's so easy to do it, when people really want to talk to people. Let us be zoche to do that and take away this terrible magefa. So we can, Amir Tzashem, join besimcha together in Avodas Hashem, and the ultimate Avodas Hashem, and the Bayis Shlishi, b'meheir v'yameinu yibane, amen v'yameinu.